Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so people's reaction coming in. Sherrone Moore let go yesterday, and all of the background and the noise and all that we have discussed, what is next and how do we get here. I tried to provide some context for that. I didn't hear much of the morning show. I was on the phone a lot. I suspected that they said much of the same thing. Let's go to Paul on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hey.
So the only point I want to make, and I think you can take this from many angles, but if you look at Joe Paterno and Penn State, he had such a stellar reputation, father of college football, and then he made a bad decision at one point in time, and that cost him everything, and Penn State was set back considerably from that. And we talk about can U of M reputation be tarnished? You just got through mentioning that administrative people need to really take this seriously. I agree, because it takes 20 years to build reputation, decades, like U of M has. And if they're not careful, it takes 20 minutes to ruin it with a bad decision.
100%, Paul.
And that was my only point.
100%.
It can happen, just like you were saying. It can happen.
Look, there's going to be times, okay, when something happens in an athletic department that is unforeseeable. Or, you know, there's an amount of grace for the hundreds and hundreds of people in an athletic department or a university. You do your best in your vetting process to get to know them. But you can't foresee everything that's going to happen. And you can endure some of that. There's been too much lately, okay? There's been too much. And it gets tiresome. It gets tiresome for somebody who wants to, you know, do the games and talk about the sports to have to keep talking about this stuff. And it's tiresome on all levels. And so there's some grace. Can you ruin a university's reputation pretty quickly? You can. I think that they can recover from this, but they got to quit pushing it. Like, quit pushing it. This is nonsense that's getting in the way. And look, you know, and really what it comes down to is, did they handle the vetting in the beginning with Sherrone Moore? And did they handle the vetting in the investigation with Sherrone Moore? Because they just come out, and I'm, you know, they just come out of the Harbaugh thing, and they elevated one of his assistants, and then that assistant lasts 2 years, and is gone now, with this scandal. And did they vet it enough in the beginning? Because if they didn't, again, that's all the more reason there should be a change. And I don't know if they did or they didn't. I'm just saying the people in charge of the university, and trust me on this one, phones are turned off today for a reason. Okay, phones are turned off. So these discussions can be had and there's no distractions. And they will, you know, and decide whether or not there's culpability above to allow this to happen.
There's not a question in my mind that they'll get through this. I mean, the Dr. Anderson stuff should have been enough to take something down, and it didn't do anything. So going through with this...
Oh, hold on. It did do things. It changed a lot of policies. It changed a lot of vetting.
It may have changed policy stuff. In the grand scheme of things, the university didn't take the big hit that looked like it was going to, or if they did, they recovered awfully quickly from it, and now it's a distant memory. What happened here is something else that will be forgotten, and it's because it's a sign of the times. Because this has now happened so often with other programs, let alone what's gone on in Michigan since they hired Jim Harbaugh and all the problems they've had with that. And now that he's gone, you still have problems, NCAA problems, and now legal issues. We get desensitized to it. And it'll change as quickly as them hiring the next coach. That's what'll happen.
I will tell you that I'm personally not desensitized to it. I'm pissed off. I'm sick of having to talk about stuff like this. And they need to get leadership all aligned from the interim president all the way on down to low-level staffers in the athletic department. That this is not will not be tolerated, and they got to do a better job of. They perhaps have to do a better job at vetting the candidates, because if this was avoidable, then heads need to roll.
Well, sure, but and that'll take care of itself. But if in 10 days they hire and you know parade out Kalen DeBoer as the next head coach, that's all that anybody's going to talk about.
You can recover from things, but my point is, I think they need to stop pushing it. The brand can only carry you so far.
I agree with that 100%. Get back to being what you want to be or what you thought you were. Be above it.
And by the way, this goes back to something. Whenever there's an NCAA investigation, you need to investigate everything you know about and then see if there's anything you don't know about that you need to investigate. Like, you don't say, hey, you've got a cavity. We're going to take out some of the cavity and not check any of the rest of your teeth. Right? Let's check all the teeth. Let's remove all the cavities. And let's get a clean slate.
We're not just paying attention to the tooth that hurts.
I mean, you know, let's get a clean slate here. If it's necessary, like if they go through and they say, no, all university policies were followed and this wasn't foreseeable, that's fine. But make sure you do that. And come forward and say that and say, look, things were put in place. Guardrails were put in place. And we couldn't foresee this. But make sure you know that. David in Walled Lake. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Just a quick question or a comment or whatever on something that how you started the program off and then what John Jansen was saying when I think it was Cookies asked him, like, what's the biggest thing that Michigan needs to look for in a head coach? And he said integrity. But then you started your program with how much is it going to cost? Okay, so I don't know all the coaches' names or whatever, but just say it's the Indiana coach.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Wait, stop for a minute.
David, I never mentioned price at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That ever.
Say that again?
We haven't talked about what it's going to cost to hire a new coach. Haven't said anything about that.
No. Your first comment was, however, it depends on how much they're willing to spend or whatever to get another coach. You know, we'll do whatever it takes to get it. But my point on it was when you say in integrity, say Michigan does that. Say they offer him $10 more million, you know, for you to leave your school to come to ours now. How is that like showing integrity? That's the point I was trying to get across. No matter how they end up handling it, is that integrity if you're
so you don't think they should
another
even,
school?
Okay, you don't even think they should go after a coach who's under contract anywhere?
No, I didn't say that they shouldn't, but they shouldn't say like, well, we're going to show more integrity when we're just going to throw $10 more million at this guy. You know what I mean?
But literally, you're the only one that said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, look. The weird thing is, I do hope that if anything goes down with another coach, it's after that coach's season is done. Like, I can't stand the way things went down with Lane Kiffin.
With the way things have worked out, because signing day has already come and gone, and they've got this amazing recruiting class, they can afford to wait a little bit.
Well, the class can leave. I mean, when a coach has left, you can leave.
I don't think the signed recruits can.
Yeah, they can.
I had this discussion with John. I thought I did a lot of research on this last night. I didn't think that was part of it. I thought that the guys that just signed, the high school kids that just signed their letter of intent, that they're locked in there for a long time here. You're in the portal again because these are the high school recruits. These aren't the guys that are already at the program.
I'm almost sure they can leave. But the biggest problem they have now is, of course, short-term. It's not the biggest problem they have. The short-term immediate football concerns they have is their roster getting raided. That's their immediate short-term football concerns.
But this is why I say in a couple of weeks, they've got some time here to work it out and wait things out with coaches whose seasons will be done, if it's a bowl game or a college football playoff, wherever they're going to look, they do have a little bit of time. Because the portal doesn't open up until January, correct? Like when they can actually transfer out?
Yes.
So there's you're looking at now, it's basically 3 weeks before that happens. So can they hire somebody of substance within that time? Absolutely they could. If they wanted to go out and make an offer to Jed Fish, they could get that done. Do they want to wait and see what Kalen DeBoer wants to do? With that whole thing, I find it interesting what Alabama is going to decide to do. Because does Alabama want to be in a position now where, hey, wait, now we don't have a coach. Who are we going to get? Lane Kiffin just went to LSU. We can't take him from LSU before he actually coaches there, can they? It just turns into a real interesting thing and dominoes falling and what are you going to do? But I do think Michigan, it's not the worst timing for them now because of it coming after signing day and you've got some time before the portal opens to get a coach of substance.
If they can
be like, okay, that's a better coach.
If they can get a coach of substance, and that's my question. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the brand taking hits to the point where these are the kinds of things we talk about, and I'm not sure you still can pull what people think Michigan's going to pull. They were talking about, as a matter of fact, on ESPN, and I'm like, okay, we'll see, because if there's real damage done, it might be hard to get somebody, but we'll see. In the meantime, we did say we'd do the Blitz thingy. We'll get to that next. Then more of your phone calls and feedback. It is 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.